Candace Owens. So we are all familiar about what's been going on with Fawny Willis. We all familiar with what's been going on with Fawny. All right. I've done extensive breakdowns on it. I've done the breakdowns on it on After Hours. I think that it's going to be something to talk about. I mean, that modern woman has been out here rocking. But I was curious because somebody sent me the video of what Candace Owens' perspective is. And I'm a fan of Candace Owens. I'm not even a friend. I think that Candace very much embodies what we love about women. Minimal pieces in her hair. No butterfly eyelashes. Seems to be fairly submissive. Incredibly intelligent and conservative. I like Candy. Just like Candace. But I wanted to see what Candace Owens' breakdown was before we get into the other aspects of what we're talking about here on the Millionaire Morning Show. So make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let me go ahead and
Happy
see
Friday.
If I can find the spot where she starts at. Give me a second. All right, so it seems like right here.
Just take a deep breath to start this. Where do we even start? Listen, I'll say this. You don't have to like Donald Trump to admit that Trump attracts a very specific kind of woman that is willing to drag him through the court system. And that type, by the way, is clinically insane. A couple of weeks ago on the show, we covered the extraordinary case of E. Jean Carroll. You remember her? Yeah, the one that's going after him for defamation because she claims she was raped, but we're not really sure what she even thinks rape is. We're not going to recap it, but just let this one clip jog your memory.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies. Mm.
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Rape it.
Yo, to get accused by that chick and have to fork over $80 million to that chick is crazy. That's crazy. I'm not even sure I want to be any more famous than I am right now as far as having my little bitty following. But let's continue.
Is sexy and Anderson Cooper and is fascinating to talk to. No comment. Ratchet. Well, another case that Trump has been going through, and of course you are aware of it because it produced what is arguably the most famous mugshot of all time, is happening down in Fulton County. Yes, he was indicted by a district attorney named Fanny Willis. Now, of course, you might recall that the mugshot kind of backfired for Dems. In fact, black people were in the streets cheering Trump on his way to get arrested. Honestly, the scenes were incredible. And more specifically, the black men down in Fulton County were saying, "Ooh, yes, he's one of us now, because we also get indicted for absolutely no reason." Take a listen.
I'm here to support President Trump. You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black men like this for decades. Make up charges and put them, so I know Trump is innocent. I support Trump against this corrupt, two-tiered justice system. That's why I'm here, to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
What do you think about the indictment?
Oh, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Hey, as ignorant as the Trump, shirt was, he was pretty intelligent in his ability to communicate his thoughts, realistically.
It's a bunch of bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he's saying. He's saying that there is corruption down in Fulton County. And maybe at the time you didn't believe that man, but now you most certainly will. Maybe you didn't believe me a couple of weeks ago when I said DEI policies are harmful, because obviously what's going to happen is to fulfill certain quotas to make sure that we look good and people look like they're all different. Yeah, we were going to suspend intelligence. We were going to be willing to suspend actually hiring people that are better qualified for jobs. And I now feel certain that the biggest argument against DEI...
What's up, D? What up, D? More in the building.
Hi, is Fannie Willis. Yep, the district attorney who indicted Donald Trump down in Fulton for what? Well, I'll jog your memory. They were saying that Trump and his allies attempted to reverse Fulton County's election results fraudulently. They were saying corruption. Our county would never do anything that is corrupt or illegal. Mm-mm. Everything is top tier down here. We don't do that. Well, When Fannie Willis indicted Trump, she decided to hire a man named Nathan Wade to be the special prosecutor. So his job was to help with Trump's prosecution. Okay, no big deal. But just one day after, Nathan Wade rather mysteriously filed from divorce from his wife. And he also filed to have all of the records sealed in that divorce case. Now, that just seems a little weird. Maybe it's nothing or maybe it's everything. Wade, in the meantime, billed Fulton County over $650,000 for his.
Actually, they're saying it's a lot more. They're saying it's more like $723,000.
His work on the Trump case over these past 2 years. Now, that's a lot of money. $650,000? Could that be corrupt? Yeah, turns out it was. After a while, it was revealed that that special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, had a very special relationship with Fannie Willis. Mm-hmm. They were making sexy time with one another, and that's why she hired him on this case. That sounds pretty corrupt for me. And so now they're both facing a misconduct hearing because Nathan's wife is now talking, and she is alleging that the money that Fulton County was paying him, what a handsome amount of money, was actually being used to fund their trips around the world for their hanky-panky. Yeah, this is what they're doing. She's paying him. He's taking her around the world, and they're making sexy time. Yep, the state is also accusing her of hiring Wade to help prosecute Trump, despite the fact that Wade is not qualified or experienced in handling criminal matters. So again, that's just a special hire. Now, there are a lot of adjectives that I could use to describe this misconduct hearing. I would say it's ghetto, it's ratchet, it's fabulous in all the wrong ways. Basically, if VH1 watched this and did not immediately phone these two, Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis, to cast them on Love & Hip Hop, it will be the biggest missed opportunity ever.
You know, Candace has a unique way of being able to frame this and summarize it in a way that very few people can. But the reality is this. When you really combine all of the different details and effects, it's almost hard to miss that this was the most corrupt display of ignorance that I've ever seen in my entire life. And when I say ignorance, I'm saying ignorance on the behalf of the people that voted them in and is continuing to support them just because they don't necessarily care for Trump. Now, two things could be true at the same time. President Clinton got his stuff sucked, and he lied about not doing it, on top of the fact that black people continued to support him, and at the same time, they were saying that he was the blackest president up to that point ever. And some people still say that Clinton was the blackest president ever because they don't even consider Obama to be a real black president. Fact of the matter is this. It's hard to ignore the idea that you are paying a person that is never, ever prosecuted in the way that you're hiring them to prosecute for a case that is one of the biggest cases to help determine whether or not Trump is ever even going to be on the ballots in the first place as far as the leader of the free world. On top of it, you overpaid, overbilled by a large amount, and then had a bad attitude on top of it. Somebody that was busting you down and just so happened to be filing for divorce, and it, surprise, they wanted to seal his divorce case. And so if this doesn't speak to corruption at the highest levels, and then on top of that, the fact that they're black, and then they use the pulpit in order to try to justify their behavior, it smells, it reeks of an ethics violation probe and corruption in every way, shape, or form. But let's get into what it is that she had to say about Fannie Willis.
So let me just take you through some of these clips very quickly. First and foremost, Fannie Willis, yeah, she speaks Ebonics. Here is her describing her reimbursement policy with Nathan Wade. It's a pretty fast and loose reimbursement policy.
Agreed,
take
Nicole.
A listen.
And then he tells me how much it is, and I give him the money back. I don't, just like you're asking me about the money with Robin, I don't do my friends like that. So if you tell me it's a G, then you're going to get $1,000.
When I heard that, I was like, I can't believe it. I don't know if she's purposely trying to look ghetto. I don't know if she's trying to appeal to her demographic and black community. I don't know if she's looking for support from people because people are easily distracted. And then they can say, oh man, she a real one. You see how she was talking up there? No. I want my professionals to be professional. I want my people to be qualified for the job. I want them to be able to speak proper English. And I don't want them saying that if he tells me it's a G, then I'm going to send him $1,000. I could not believe the level of ghetto ratchetness that I seen on display for this particular woman. It was beyond my comprehension. And it just, honestly, it set black women back at least 20 years. At least 20 years. Because, A, I didn't see one live stream. And when I say none, I mean absolutely zero. One live stream of a woman holding another woman accountable for the behavior that she displayed on that panel.
Whatever it is, I didn't ever make him produce receipts to me. Whatever he told me it was, I gave him the money back.
Yeah, you heard her, right? She don't do her friends like that. If you, whatever you tell me what it is, like you say it's a G, I'm going to give you a G. Like, I don't understand what the problem is. I'm just going to give you a G. You know, I got you. We friends. It's cool. I'll listen to you. Further to that point, it's because Fannie Willis, she don't need no man. Take a listen.
And did the forthcoming indictment have anything to do with that? Ooh. Or was it just a coincidence?
Mister, let's go on and have the conversation.
I'm just asking you whether or not it was a coincidence.
Had absolutely nothing to do with this. It's interesting that we're here about this money. Mr. Wade is used to women that, as he told me one time, the only thing a woman can do for him is make him a sandwich. We would have brutal arguments about the fact that I am your equal. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. And so there was tension always in our relationship, which is why I was give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Hood rat. Hood rat. Ladies, honestly, y'all should be absolutely embarrassed. Y'all should be absolutely positively embarrassed by what representation and diversity, equity, and inclusion looks like for you guys. Y'all should be absolutely embarrassed. That's insane.
Is there anything else you would like to add to that?
No.
Sure.
But I'm sure we'll talk about it further.
No, we're not going to talk about it further.
All right, no back and forth. Let's sit down. Next question.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you heard her right. Ain't no man but her daddy, okay? And she kind of does this, and you can tell that now her and Mr. Wade are not on great terms since this affair has been exposed. She regularly kind of insults him and says these sorts of things.
Oh, you're wrong, all things Philly. And the reason that you're wrong, all things Philly, is because when people don't hold women accountable, that's what sets you back. It's not just one. This is the thing that men have been complaining about, and all they're doing is putting it on display to actually substantiate exactly what we've been saying for a long time. It's not just one. It's impossible to just narrow it down to this just being one when this is what we experience on a regular basis. And so when we tell you that this is something that happens, and then you guys don't nip it in the bud and hold it accountable, but you wait for us to do so, you can't then just say it's just one, because this is just one of many that we're using as an example on a regular basis. And for every one that you say is just one, it's just one. It's another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. And how many of it is going to be until we then say, well, that's just one too many? At what point will it become one too many? That's what I'm asking. At what point will it be one too many? Because one is one too many for me. And one man that is out here disrespecting and not representing what black men are supposed to be is one too many for me. Right? And that's why we so fervent on holding men accountable. And I'm harder on men than I am on women. And people will tell you that. Kevin Samuels was harder on men than they were on women. But women were just too sensitive to hear what he was saying. And that's why they couldn't actually change their behavior. And they continue to devolve more into what they are versus you guys holding them accountable and not putting these women in a position to do this in the first place, because you guys are the one that selected her into that position. But it's just one, right?
Then in a rather glorious flip, she admits that she has other options for men, but then she goes, oh, no, but I'm not going to, well, I don't know, I'll just let you guys listen.
I do appreciate the characterization.
I'm not going to emasculate a black man, but I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not going to emasculate a black man. Did you understand that?
All right.
Well, I don't think.
So what do we garner from this? She's a feminist, obviously. She can take care of herself, but also she wants you to remember that she is a black woman and she is not going to emasculate a black man, even though she routinely does it all throughout the thing, of course. But
how do you narrative spin P-Dub-H-U-10? How do you narrative spin where we're just reacting to the video? Everybody's seen it. Everybody's seen it. Every single person that was watching it. I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of people watching it on multiple different channels. And we all seen it. This is not something new. If you didn't notice all of the ghetto red flags, but you think it's a narrative spin. Listen, I can't spin nothing that's already on display for the public and it's ghetto. Instead of y'all taking responsibility, ownership, instead of y'all actually just acknowledging and saying, you know what, that's a piece of trash and we need to hold it accountable and we shouldn't be embracing that as a part of our culture. Y'all want to think it's a narrative spin. This is what's wrong with the culture in itself, is that instead of taking accountability, you want to say it's a spin of the narrative. It's ghetto, hood rat behavior. Because she want to make sure she give him his G bag.
By saying that she could have had any other man, and this was just one of many options. As I said, VH1, do not miss this opportunity. I think my favorite part in this entire hearing is when she just sort of comes right out and admits she's pretty stupid as a defense, because obviously they are concerned about these payments that she made, $650,000+ to Wade. So they want to know, like, what are you guys doing?
Anton, it's not new. I just don't think that it's news. So you're telling me that the Fulton County District Attorney that is prosecuting the most relevant cases in the United States of America, including the former president, to try to disqualify him from being president of the United States, that also just so happened to overpay somebody that was billing the county over 24 hours in a day and over $650,000, some people estimated to be over $750,000 in less than a year, but was also having sex with a married man and then also frolicking and taking vacations and benefiting off of the very thing that she was paying them is not news. So you don't think that it's news that we have an ethics issues from the very people that are determining the laws and prosecuting the people that we think are innocent in the first place. You don't think that it was news? That's not news. So if that's not news, then what is news? If that's not news, if Fani Willis is unethically operating within her office with tax dollars and falsely prosecuting and frolicking with the help, what's news? What's news? I'm just curious. What's news? Somebody said, Kwame said black man back 100 years, but you supported him. Did I support him or did I actually bring him on a platform to tell his story? See, my people so ignorant. Let me rephrase that. That ain't even my people. People are so ignorant. People are so ignorant. I mean, the most ignorant stuff that I've ever heard said in my entire life. This is why you're always going to be in last place. This is why you're always going to be in last place. Because instead of you actually separating how you feel about a person and instead look at it for what it was, which was to document and get insight and an inside view of what happens within our legislative branches, you look at it as support. Ignorant. Ignorant as F.
Around the world. What about these trips? How many continents have you been on? It's a very basic question. How many continents have the two of you been on together? And my goodness, you guys, here is how she responds.
You also said that he was a world traveler and been on many of the continents.
I've been to six.
Have you been on any of those continents with him? Besides this one?
Where's Belize? What continent is that? I'm not being funny. I don't know.
Let's say with the exception of
Belize with him. I've been to the Bahamas with him. I've been with Aruba with him. Don't embarrass me. I'm not sure what continents those are on. Whatever continents those are, That's where I've been. I'm sure if I gave it some thought, I would tell you. But whatever continents those are, that I've been to those locations, sir.
But not Australia or any other continents?
I don't even want to go to Australia. I do know he took a trip in December to Australia. I have no idea, you know. I don't know anything about that trip.
Look, I'm on her side. Don't ask these questions. You trying to embarrass me? You trying to ask me what continent I've been to? Like, okay, I don't know. I don't know where Belize is. And for no reason, let's just take a shot at the Aussies, right? I don't want to go to Australia. Nope. I don't want to go to Australia. You are out of line here trying to ask me to name continents. I do not have that level of intelligence, and it's very clear what you're trying to do. I would argue what that man was doing right there was racist. Yeah. Why would we have to know where the continents were?
The point is that it's embarrassing. I think that Candace Owens is absolutely right. And see, for the people that's been watching me and been watching my show for a long time, you know that I don't even agree with 100% of everything that Candace Owens says. As a matter of fact, I'll point out to you one thing that I disagree with was how she tried to paint my man that the Daily Wire had offered a contract to, but how she tried to come at him when it had been revealed and the video footage had been revealed that he was getting a divorce from his wife. And then his wife clearly set him up on the camera in order to try to paint him to look bad. And Candace Owens fell for the bait. And I absolutely disagreed. And I held her accountable in a video for that. And so I don't agree with 100% of anything that anybody says. But overall, we can't sit here and say that that chick was not ghetto on the stand. 100%. And that is the Fulton County DA. She is ghetto. Hood rat, ghetto, Crowder, that's his name. His name was Crowder. Shout out to Crowder. And I didn't agree with the way that Crowder had handled his contract or the potential contract and exposing what that contract was that he was getting proposed to from the Daily Wire. So some things I agree with and some things that I disagree with. But the fact of the matter is, the truth is the truth. It doesn't matter how y'all feel. It doesn't matter what side of the fence that you want. The Steven Crowder, that's his name. The truth is the truth. And so I'm going to be objective, and I don't owe anybody anything because don't nobody write my checks. I don't owe anybody anything, so I'm going to be objective, and I'm just going to call it like I see it. I'm going to call a spade, and it's going to be what it's going to be.